ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say. And welcome once again to Outside Inside Deep Inside. Today is October 8th, 2020. And yes, we have begun the revised Thursday live schedule from this beautiful day. This is the day and month which is precursor to the birthday celebrations of Bhagwan. This year, the birthday celebrations take on in a different dimension. We are not congregating in person, but at the same time, our hearts and minds, wherever we are tuning in virtually, and we are in our own ways celebrating it. We are in our own ways making huge preparations to do it in a manner that we have never done before. Bhagwan is perhaps spurring us to explore all dimensions of celebrating, all dimensions of seeing how we can do so much with so less also, how we can use the modern means of science and technology and celebrate equally in a manner which leads us to our transformation, but at the same time, which is environment friendly, which is full of love with our family and friends, and which connects us deep within to go and spend time more with ourselves. So this month of October is a month which is reminding us of our true birthday, which will happen on November 23rd. And before we celebrate that birthday, all the preparations that we have to do, because we are going to be born anew. We are going to start a new chapter in our lives. And these months of sadhana, these months of penitence, these months of penance, these months of prayers are towards that goal. Everything that Bhagwan has set up in Prashantinilayam is towards that refinement, towards healing our body, our mind, our soul. Bhagwan first clears all the physical problems so that we can concentrate on the spiritual with less impediments. If you look at the history of Prashantinilayam, and we have been contemplating on the life history of Bhagwan in the early 50s in this series, in Outside Inside Deep Inside, which is Satyam Shivam Sundaram. It was in the early 50s that Bhagwan laid the foundation stone for the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital. In fact, it happened on November 23rd, 1954, on a hill to the south of the Prashanti Mandir. The hill was leveled into three terraces by a bulldozer, and the hospital was built on the topmost terrace. The hospital was opened on 4th October 1956. It is this month when the hospital came into being. It was the first day of the Dasara celebrations, and the hospital inauguration happened with great pomp and ceremony. It was inaugurated by the then Chief Minister of the state, Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Dr. B. Gopala Reddy. Bhagwan, set up this hospital so that people are cured of their physical ailments, people are free of the little things bothering their body so that they can concentrate on the higher things of life. I'm reflecting on this today because it was in this month that the medical mission began in a small way. And on every Dasara celebration time, Bhagwan used to visit the general hospital. He did it for so many years because it was the anniversary of the hospital then. Even the staff and the people working in the hospital every year during the Dasara offer their gratitude to Bhagwan, remembering those timeless moments. And I cannot but think about those lovely moments as the month of October begins. And as I reflect on the events that happened in Bhagwan's life in the early 50s, and the hospital was one of those beautiful gifts to mankind. In those days, for the people of Puttaparthi, it was such a divine boon. They had nowhere to go. When the hospital came into being, it contained 6 beds for female patients and 6 for surgery and maternity cases. And there was a room with an X-ray unit. We are talking about 1956. And from the hospital, you saw a magnificent panorama of the surrounding mountains, which sweep to the very banks of the Chitravati River. Bhagwan chose this site in spite of murmuring of some engineers, because Swami said, the patients, once they are here, they will be inspired by the Lord's handiwork before their eyes. When they look at this picturesque surrounding, that will do a lot of good for their recovery. In fact, speaking on the occasion of the foundation stone laying ceremony, Bhagwan said, everyone, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, pious or not pious, everyone is subject to disease. And there are no good hospitals for miles around. As an example of the service which the Lord Himself performs, so that man also will do likewise and earn the grace of Bhagwan, Swami planned the hospital in Puttaparthi. Swami said, those who come to the hospital for their physical ills will naturally turn to Prashantinilayam for the treatment and cure of their spiritual ills also. Just like the education set up in Prashantinilayam, Bhagwan said, that is only a bait. All these degrees are just some means by which you will come here. And once you come here, then even as you learn these subjects of physics, chemistry and maths, I will teach you the subjects of service, love, sadhana, selflessness, sacrifice. And this is what will make you a true all-round personality. So it was the same for the hospital also. Bhagwan supervised the construction, acquiring of equipment. He watched over the devotees who, standing in long queues along the slope of the hill, were passing from hand to hand metal, stones, bricks, water, mud, mortar, and everything that was needed for the construction for the structure. Of course, with time, the hospital has grown. The hospital has been modified. In the recent time, in the last 2-3 years, you had a completely new building. In fact, the location of the hospital also has moved. But in those days, the hospital came as a labor of love, which Swami Himself put in. Swami himself worked, and he was there every day to supervise the work. On the first annual celebration, the medical officer in charge spoke of so many miraculous recoveries that had happened through the blessings of Bhagwan. And Swami said, no, it was because of the spirit of love and service with which every stone and brick of the building is saturated with. Swami used to ask the patients to go to the hospital, undergo whatever they need, be it a surgery, be it medication, injection. But it was actually the sweetness of Bhagwan's words and the healing influence of his looks which always hastened the recovery of the patients. And Bhagwan used to speak to the doctors so often, he would give them practical advice on the maintenance of mental equanimity and physical wholesomeness. And Swami used to say, it is very important for the doctors to depend on God, to chant the name of the Lord, to meditate. All of these will help as they are curing the patients. There are so many case reports which were published in the Sanatana Sarathi of those times of so many stories of how desperate illnesses were cured by the healing grace of Bhagwan that presides over the hospital. There are ardent devotees who leave the welfare of their physical frames to Bhagwan's will. But there are some who, on Swami's advice, take vibhuti or go to the hospital and undergo the medical treatment that Swami himself recommends. Bhagwan gives different solutions to different people because he knows the background of every person and the karma that is associated with it. Just as a doctor prescribes different types of treatment to different people, even though the ailment can be same, it can be the headache or stomachache, but different people will get different remedies because the stomachache could be causing different repercussions in different bodies. The cause of the stomachache in different bodies could be different. Similarly, Bhagwan always gives tailor-made solutions for all our problems, and the hospital is a solution for some. Professor Kasturi, in the October 1971 issue of Sanatana Sarathi, says, you may ask, why has Bhagwan established a hospital when he has Divya Shakti, he has the divine power? With that, he can preserve and promote the health of his devotees. And he has been doing that. He's been curing so many cases which are incurable. And Professor Kasturi says, the answer is, why does a flower scatter fragrance all around? It is the flower's nature, isn't it? It cannot but. The compassion of the avatar is like that. It affects all problems, individuals, families, communities, states, nations, the world, wherever there is any obstacle of whatever nature. The grace of the avatar will be administered in appropriate measure in the most beneficial form, and the hospital is one of the mediums. In fact, on the fourth annual day of the hospital, Bhagwan himself raised this question. Swami said, some of you may ask, why there should be a hospital at all in Puttaparthi? Why should Baba not cure diseases by an exercise of his will? Swami said, well, for one thing, this hospital is not my only hospital. In fact, all the hospitals everywhere are mine. What makes you feel that this is only my hospital? This is not my only hospital. Every hospital is my hospital, Swami is telling. I visit everywhere. And Swami said, why? all those who call out from their hearts for succor, in whatever language, from whatever culture, whether from hospitals or homes, they are all mine. Why are you confining me to these few acres around Prashantinilayam? Wherever a person craves for Prashanti and prays for it, there a Prashantinilayam exists. And then Swami said, you should remember another point. The hospital serves to increase faith, to demonstrate divinity, and to remove doubt. This is also necessary. And Bhagwan added, besides, as they say, you have to mark time in consonance with the song that is sung. There are so many who are hungry for medical treatment, and they are satisfied only when they are given drugs and injections are administered to them. Their faith in grace is not yet strong. So for such people, a hospital is needed. So as we discussed, this is what Bhagwan said. The hospital has its own purpose. Different people are in different levels of their spiritual evolution, and the hospital has its role to play. And in those days when there were no facilities at all, the hospital was such a big boon for all the people. But when you think of the times before the hospital came into being, before 1954, you will find so many beautiful ways Bhagwan was looking after the health of all the people. Not that he did not do afterwards or he does not do now. But in those days when people had nowhere to go for anything, he was there every second looking after every little trouble and pain of the devotees who came to him. Because people who came to him then definitely had to undergo a lot of physical discomfiture. But Bhagwan was there to protect them, care for them in every way. Srimati Nagamani Purnaya, in her beautiful book, The Divine Miracles of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, she has documented many beautiful such tales, all of them which happened in the early 50s or during that period. She says, when she was in Parthi, once a woman brought her husband, who was very ill and bedridden. Many doctors had been consulted and they all advised the husband to undergo a surgery. And they said that after the surgery you will have to stay in the hospital for many weeks and we have to see if that will help and that is the only way you can get cured. And they had told that it's going to be a major surgery, and they had also told that we have to keep our fingers crossed because we really do not know whether it will be a successful one, but there is no other option. He has to undergo surgery and we will take the chance if you are willing to take the risk. This is what she was told when she had consulted in many cities about her husband's health. And all those doctors also had told that if you do not go through the operation, if your husband does not want to go for surgery, then we cannot say how many days he is going to live. He may not live long. And the couple discussed, and the man did not want to go to any of those doctors. They did not want to undergo any operation. And the man said, why don't you take me to Swami? They had heard about Bhagwan. And so the wife carried out her husband's wish and brought him to Puttaparthi. And so to speak, placed him in Bhagwan's hands. Srimati Nagamani Purnaya says that when I looked at the patient for the first time, I was afraid that he would collapse at any moment because that is how precarious his condition was. He looked so sick. I could not bear to see him suffer, she writes. And given that Bhagwan was speaking to her and she had some access to Swami, She went to Bhagwan and requested Swami to have mercy on this person and to cure him of the disease. She told Bhagwan that the person is really in so much pain, Swami. They have gone to so many places and they have come here as their, you are their final refuge, Swami. Swami heard everything and Swami kept quiet. Srimati Nagamani Purnia had said whatever she could to convince Bhagwan to shower his compassion on this man. The poor man's stomach was bloated and he could not sit, he could not walk, he could not even eat anything except a little milk. The body was just crumbling. And the couple stayed in Puttaparthi. 2 days passed, 3 days passed, 1 week passed and nothing happened. And they continued to stay, they continued to pray, they continued to ask for Bhagwan's mercy. After a fortnight, Bhagwan called all the devotees to come with him to the sands of River Chitravati. And all the devotees followed Bhagwan. But the sick man and the wife, they were in Mandir. The lady could not leave her husband and go to Chitravati. Srimati Nagamani Purnaya went with Bhagwan, but before going, she lighted the charcoal stove and she kept water on it to boil. In those days, you had all these rudimentary ways of cooking and that was going to take a long time, so she felt that once I come back from Chitravati, I will use the water. And so they were all with Bhagwan and they were sitting on the sands of the river and Bhagwan started talking about Bhakti Marga, the path of devotion, and how we should have faith in the Lord. And as Bhagwan was speaking, he took out idols of various deities from the sands and Bhagwan was giving to all the devotees. After a while, Swami took out a silver idol of Lord Subramanya from the sand. And Swami gave it to the woman who had once served the poisonous vadas to him when he was a small boy. Many of us probably know of that incident where a woman once called Bhagwan to her home and she was wrongly influenced by so many people and she thought she could put an end to this young boy and his magic tricks by serving him poisonous vadas. And Bhagwan takes those vadas and immediately Swami throws up everything that he has eaten. And the woman then feels so sorry and so repentant about what she had done. She had no clue about what she was doing and the power that was Satya Sai. And that was the moment of transformation for this lady. And look at Swami on the sands of Chitravati that day. Swami is now gifting her, the one who wanted to quote unquote eliminate him in her foolishness. Bhagwan was now rewarding her with a silver idol of Lord Subramanya. It was 5 inches in height and the workmanship was exquisite. That is the love of the Lord. God has no anger, no malice. God never takes revenge. God never does anything which is not for our good. God is not someone who will do tit for tat. God is always here to give a pat on our back for whatever we do, if it is taking us in the direction of goodness and godliness. So that is how the Chitravati session that day went on. And after a while, when the entire group returned to Mandir, the Path Mandir, the old days. Shrimati Nagamani Purnia hurried inside to fetch hot water to wash Bhagwan's feet. And after she did that, she saw that Bhagwan went inside for 10 minutes. And within 10 minutes, Swami was coming out of the room and he was running with something like a banana skin in his hands. And Swami just took that and Swami threw it over the outer wall. And then Bhagwan came towards her and Swami asked for water to wash his hands. And when Shrimati Nagamani Purnaya poured water over Bhagwan's hands, she saw that Swami's hands are full of blood. And she asked Swami, "What is this? Why are your hands so red?" And then Swami says to Shrimati Nagamani Purnaya, "You only asked me to take care of that man. Today I performed the surgical operation on him. That's why this blood." And all this had happened in just 10 minutes. They have returned from Chitravati. And Swami went into that room and finished the job and he was out. But once Bhagwan said that, Shrimati Purnaya could not sleep that night because she was constantly thinking, how did Swami do the operation? Swami did not administer any anesthetic. I don't know what drug that person got. She was worried whether the person was able to sleep or whether the person is in deep pain. How did the operation happen? How is the person? Somehow she was very anxious and very concerned about that person. And whole night she could not sleep thinking about the welfare of that person. I mean, look at the sincere prayer and feeling of Mrs. Purnaya. A stranger comes and she is unable to see the pain of that person and she goes to Swami. "Swami, you must do something." And Bhagwan, because of the sincere prayer perhaps of Shrimati Purnaya, Swami does the operation. And after that also, she is so concerned. Whole night she could not sleep thinking that person might be in pain. And she was awake, waiting for the morning. And this is Bhagwan's love. Early in the morning, Bhagwan calls her. And Swami says, "You take this cotton wool and give it to that patient." And so Shrimati Purnaya takes that cotton wool and she goes near the patient's room and she hesitates to enter and she calls for his wife. "Amma, Amma," she calls. And then suddenly she hears that Bhagwan is telling, "Hey, go quick." Swami was there behind. We are talking about, you know, pre-1950 days. They were all living in the Path Mandir, the old Mandir. And Swami is telling, go in fast. Give the cotton wool to that patient at once. Go, go fast. So now that Swami was saying now, she did not wait and she just entered that room, but with great trepidation. And she says, "What do you think I saw when I entered that room? There was no patient. There was nothing that showed that that person was a patient. He was sitting on a plank. He was happily eating a plate full of idlis and chutneys. He actually did not need any cotton wool or anything. It was just a joke that was played by Bhagwan. Swami just wanted her to go to that room and see for herself how the person has been cured for whom she had prayed to Bhagwan so sincerely." And Shrimati Purnaya did not know how to thank Bhagwan for coming to the rescue of that person who was in so much pain. And then Swami came inside that room, smiled at Shrimati Purnaya and Swami said, "This is not an operation that could have been performed by a doctor. I did it. And because I did it, there is no pain, there is no rest needed, There is no special diet. There is nothing needed. Around the man's stomach there was a mark of an incision, but there were no stitches. Swami in fact showed that spot on the patient's body where he had made that incision. And Srimati Purnaya was very curious about how Swami did the operation. And after Bhagwan left, she started asking this patient, how did all this happen? Bhagwan had just in a few minutes cured him of a malady which would have taken his life, and which every doctor had told that we can only try. And here the man was all right in just minutes. There are no days of recovery, there is no weeks of drugs, or there is no post-recovery period. And when Srimati Purnaya asked the patient, what happened last night? And the patient said, as soon as all of you came back from Chitravati, Bhagwan just came into my room, he waved his hand, and he materialized a trishul, a three-pronged spear. Swami just materialized this and a knife. So these were his two surgical equipments. And again Swami waved his hand and he produced vibhuti. And then Swami rubbed the vibhuti on the patient's face. And once Swami rubbed the vibhuti on the patient's forehead, the man completely lost consciousness. That was the anesthesia. At once the man slept, and he was gone for 5 minutes. After Bhagwan finished the operation, he was back. His consciousness was back. And when he woke up, Swami told him, the operation is over. And the patient says, I have no idea what happened. This is all I remember. Bhagwan came, he materialized the trishul and the knife, and he created vibhuti. And when I woke up, he said, everything is over. That is how Bhagwan looked after the devotees of those days, and even now Bhagwan does it, but in his own way. But this was how in the pre-hospital days, every day was such a day when there were innumerable things happening like this. As Srimati Nagmani Purnaya writes, every day in Prashanti was filled with such magical moments. Seeing is believing, and she says, I have seen all this, and that is why I know that he is the avatar. She says on another occasion, when I was in Puraparthi, a woman was brought on a stretcher to Bhagwan, and she had burn injuries on the right side of her face, on her neck, on her hands. What had happened was, someone was lighting a Petromax lamp, and the woman was standing there and watching, holding her child in her arms. And for those not familiar, those Petromax lamps were used in those early days of 40s and 50s, and it had to be lit by using kerosene. And so the man was pumping the kerosene. But in that whole process, something went wrong and the kerosene splashed, and the whole place was engulfed by that fire. And when that fire hit this lady who was holding the child in her arms, she cried out to Swami. In that moment of despair, she called out to Swami. And she says that suddenly a small boy appeared on the scene, and he instantly put out the fire. She called out and a boy appeared, and the fire was extinguished. And very strangely, her sari and her blouse did not catch fire. But there was marks, burnt marks on her neck, on her face, on her hand. And she said that I don't want to go to any hospital. There was no hospital in Puttaparthi in those days. People had to go to different places around. She said, I don't want to go anywhere. I will leave it to Swami. If you want to take me, just take me to Swami. And when they took this lady to Bhagwan, Swami instantly materialized leaves of herbs that grow only on the mountains of the Himalayas. With a wave of his hand, these herbs came onto Bhagwan's hands. And Swami, the divine healer, squeezed the leaves to get their juice and gave that juice to this lady and told her to take this orally. And then Swami told her to apply the residual of those leaves on the spots that had been affected by the fire. Drink the juice and apply the leaves on the spot. And when she did that, in a few days, her burns completely healed. There was not even a single scar. Here was Dhanvantri, Sai Dhanvantri, bringing the herbs from the Himalayas with a wave of his hand. People said, if she had gone to a hospital, we don't know how many months it would have taken for the wounds to heal, and if at all, it would have healed so well, leaving no scar. Maybe even then probably there would have been some scars on the face, but here with the divine healer coming to the rescue of the one who surrendered, she was cured of everything with no trace of the mishap on her face. Srimati Purnaya says no human being could have done this. In fact, she says, I was reminded of Ramavatara when Lakshmana died and how Hanuman brought the Mrityu Sanjeevani hills from the Himalayas and gave it to Lakshmana. And that is how Lakshmana was revived. And there were so many such instances that have happened in those days. Bhagwan would do anything to come to the rescue of the devotees who were there in Puttaparthi, living there everything and reposing their complete faith in him. In fact, there's a very beautiful bhajan. It says, Abhayadayini Amrita Bhashini. You're the one who protects us. You are the one who fills us with nectar. O Mother, in fact, as Dasara celebrations round the corner, we should concentrate and we should pray and we should meditate on this Mother who runs to the rescue of anyone who calls out. She will appear as a little girl, she will appear as a little boy, she will appear and bring you the magic from the Himalayas, if she has to cure you, if you call out to her. And during Dasara, we see the most magnificent, merciful form of this Mother, of this Divine Mother, Sai Ma. Whenever we sing Abhayadayini, Amrita Bhashini, we should think about those moments where Bhagwan has stepped in at the right time to take care of us, and be grateful for the innumerable instances where he has taken care of and we don't even know that he was there. For every one instance that we know and recognize, there are, I feel, hundreds that we don't even realize what he has done for us. Janani Kripa Karo Ambe.
Thank you.
Remembering the Dasara celebrations and adoring the Divine Mother, Srimati Purnia goes back to her Navaratri moments, and she says that once when thousands of devotees had come to Puttaparthi and she had the opportunity to be part of the Dasara celebrations, suddenly she contracted some type of fever. In those days, no facilities for accommodation. There were only a few tents that were put up for the devotees, and she was staying in one of the tents. And because of this sudden fever, she could not do any work. She could not help with any part of the celebration, and she was bedridden with high temperature. And so many people had come. In those days, Dasara and birthday were big festivals. And right from the 40s, you have account, beautiful accounts of Dasara celebrations. And in the midst of thousands of people who had gathered at Puttaparthi, and Bhagwan was so busy with so many people and making arrangements for the 9-day, 10-day long festival, and she was in her tent and she was just lying down with high temperature, and she says, look at the mercy of Bhagwan, the all-knowing Swami suddenly noticed my absence. There are thousands there, but he noticed my absence and he came to my tent at 10 o'clock and Swami woke me up. Swami materialized Vibhuti and gave it to me and told me to take with water. Immediately take some and take the rest later with water. And once she did that, Swami said, you don't stay in this tent anymore. Come to the mandir. You stay in my own home. Come and stay in the mandir. And the next morning when she woke up, the fever was gone. The fever had disappeared just as mist before the sun, she says. So many such instances. I think there are countless. When you think about all those devotees of that time who had this proximity of Bhagwan, and we have very, very few of them who have actually documented anything. From whatever is documented itself, these are all such beautiful tales, stories of His glory. She says, on another day of festival at Puttaparthi, her sister-in-law was walking along the procession and a thorny branch of a tree fell on her foot and she was badly hurt. And there was a deep cut on her foot and her foot was bleeding profusely. So as the procession was going on, she somehow managed to pull out the thorn and she tied the bleeding wound with her handkerchief and she continued to walk. She did not want to miss being part of the procession. She continued to walk and she just didn't care about the thorn and all the bleeding that was happening. And the procession was over at 2 o'clock. In the afternoon, and Swami called her to His presence. No one knew about it. Bhagwan was in the procession, but the all-knowing Swami notices everything. And Swami called her, materialized Vibhuti, and sprinkled it on her wound, bandaged the wound Himself again with the handkerchief. And she says, the very next day, her sister-in-law's deep wound had completely healed. There is a slight mark, and she says, even till this day you can see that mark, and Bhagwan perhaps left it that way just to remind us of the grace and of that beautiful shower of His mercy during that celebration in Prashantinilayam. There was yet another instance when Swami cured a lady who was suffering from great pain from a thorn-pricked finger. The wound had festered so badly that it had deteriorated into a whitlow. It had become a painful and highly contagious infection on the fingers. And Bhagwan just applied vibhuti, and the lady's finger healed in a day. If perhaps she had gone to a hospital, they said that the finger was so highly infected that possibly they would have amputated it, or the wound would have been very deep and incurable. But Srimati Purnaya says, those who have witnessed Bhagwan's leelas can only say times without number that those who believe in Him need have no fear. When He says, why fear when I am here? If we have that faith that He is here, then truly we don't have to have any fear. He will sort out everything. Dr. Sitaramaya, who was the first superintendent of the general hospital, he was a meticulous chronicler, and he has recorded any number of instances of such miracle cures that happened in the early years of the hospital. He writes how Ramesh, a pupil of the Veda Pathshala at Puttaparthi, had only 50% vision in the right eye, and there was a small boil on the pupil of the eye, and that was not going in spite of so many kinds of treatment which were administered by reputed doctors of Bangalore. And the boy's mother finally approached Bhagwan and prayed to Swami to help the boy regain his sight. And one day Swami entered the Veda Pathshala, the Veda school that Swami had set up in those days. Swami called for the boy, and Swami just looked into the boy's eyes, and Swami said, oh, there is nothing wrong here. And after Bhagwan left, there was literally nothing wrong in the eye. His word is enough. Why even word? Dr. Sitaramaya says he doesn't even have to say anything. There was an old devotee from West Godavari district, and she was suffering from diabetes, and she had high blood pressure, and her situation had deteriorated to such an extent that it really looked very difficult that she will come out of it. And she thought that she is definitely not going to survive. And she told Swami, Swami, you please tell how I should divide my property and the jewels and everything. And when Bhagwan heard her, Swami said, Swami actually did not say anything. Swami just heard her prayer. She was asking Swami not for cure. She was asking Swami, tell me, how should I divide the jewels and the property that I have with my children? And Swami just heard silently. And that evening, when they measured her blood pressure, it had become normal. When they checked her blood glucose, her sugar had become absolutely normal. So Dr. Sitaramaya says there are so many such instances. In fact, in those days of Sanatana Sarathi, Professor Kasturi used to document in every issue of Sanatana Sarathi these tales of miracle cures, medical miracles of love that happened in the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital. In fact, in Afloon Satsang on Radio Sai, Brothers Prem and Arvind have been contemplating on the earlier issues of Sanatana Sarathi, and there you probably would have heard many such instances being narrated. And it is in this month of October that the General Hospital came into being, and what started as a little initiative to help cure the ills of the people in and around Puttaparthi, with time it grew into more than 100-bedded hospital, and now you have new buildings there. You have a completely full-fledged maternity, full-fledged. It is a full-fledged general hospital. And today, this hospital caters not just to Puttaparthi. It caters to so many people, not just Puttaparthi Mandal, Kottacheru Mandal. Here, all the local municipalities, the entire region of Rayalaseema, the entire region of Puttaparthi today is so grateful to Bhagwan for setting up of this hospital. And if you enter the hospital, even today, you feel that it is not the medicines that are working. Yes, the doctors are doing their job, the nurses are sincerely doing their duties, but it is that ambience, it is that love permeated atmosphere which does the magic. You step into Bhagwan's hospital and you feel, yeah, I will be fine. Because that is what is there in, seeped in the walls of the hospital. As Swami said, during the construction of the hospital itself, it is that spirit of love and selflessness. That is what is curing people, and that continues even now so beautifully in Bhagwan's Shri Sathya Sai General Hospital in Puttaparthi. The humble beginnings happened in the early 50s. So dear listeners, many more such beautiful instances from Bhagwan's saga, from the avatar's life that happened in the early 50s, and we'll continue this series. This beautiful discussions on Bhagwan's life in Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram in the coming episodes. We have very little that is documented. We wish we had more people who can narrate to us those stories. But from whatever we have, that itself fills you with so much of faith, courage, hope, and love. It fills you with that conviction that when Bhagwan is there, why should I fear? Let's live with that conviction. Let's feel Him as our energy. Let's ask Him to take over the health of our body, mind, and soul. Thank you so much for being with me through this beautiful journey. We will continue this in the coming episodes. As always, if you have any queries or comments, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. And Team Radio Sai is Bishu, and with gratitude and love, I offer this endeavor at His lotus feet. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.